And welcome to Grad Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaick Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. Grad Audio goes with a booklet called Grad, which can be downloaded for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. There's also a workbook to help you digest the content. Grad was originally meant as a support for first-year students at university, but most of the content is relevant to anyone who is studying. It is loosely organized according to the four terms of the academic year, but you can dip in and out as you wish. The chapters don't build on each other. Our first chapter is called Before We Begin, The Road to Varsity. If you are still planning and preparing for your studies, you are starting out on a major journey. The choices you make now will affect the rest of your life. That is scary, but it's also exciting. So let's start with selecting your course. This decision is like an old-fashioned cooking pot. It stands on three legs. First, what are your interests? What do you like doing? Which subjects do you enjoy most? Do you have hobbies that keep you busy for hours? Do you play sport or a musical instrument? Do you like being outside, perhaps with animals, or would you rather be indoors? If so, what do you do indoors? Do you like parties, or would you rather be on your own? What makes you happy? Write down all your ideas. Try and create a picture of how you would like to live your life once you start working. In an office, as part of a big company? Outdoors, working in the veld or with animals? Playing music? Working as a scientist, doing research all by yourself? What would make you happy? The second leg of the pot is aptitudes. What do you do well? What are your strongest subjects? How about your hobbies? Do you sing really well or play soccer well? It's best if it's not just your own opinion here. Write down these ideas as well. They will help you to answer the question about what you can do, not just what you want to do. Now look at where your interests and your aptitude overlap. What do you like doing that you're also good at? Chances are quite a lot, because we usually enjoy what we are good at and are good at what we enjoy. That combination of interest and aptitude will show you clearly which field you should be in. Perhaps it's figures, maths, accounting, or languages, or understanding the world through history and economics, or turning your hobby, like soccer, into a career. Now you have to consider the third leg of the pot. How can you earn a living? Most of us need education primarily to earn money. That means that your chosen field must qualify you for a job. In many cases, this is not of primary importance in choosing your first degree, because many degrees are quite general. Languages will qualify you for journalism, copywriting, teaching, scriptwriting, and a whole range of possibilities that may not even exist at the moment. The same is true of the commercial field. A general BCom can take you into any number of public service, business, banking, or accounting jobs. Information technology or computer studies is also becoming increasingly central to almost every organization. On the other hand, music or history of art may be what your heart desires, but the career opportunities are more limited. Consider including that in a more general selection of subjects to broaden your scope. Sport might help you find funding, and professional sport is a business in itself these days. If you want to go that way, include subjects that will help you in the job market, like those focused on business or management skills. If you're not sure about what you want to do after graduating, start in one of these general directions. Be careful in your choice of faculty, because it will be easier to change subjects within a faculty without adding time to your studies than moving from, say, humanities to commerce. Only if you are really sure of what you want to do should you choose a specific path like medicine or engineering. If you can, attend open days and career guidance workshops There are many of those online these days, and there may be any number of possibilities that you have never even heard about. Now, the next step is to apply for a place at a university or a college, to enroll maybe for a course, and to choose which university or college. Don't think only of the ones you happen to know about. Study the programs offered by other institutions. Find one that fits your chosen field of study. And, of course, consider practical issues like cost. Fees and accommodation costs vary widely. Now, a major problem for most of you, finding financial support. Most students need financial support in order to study. And there are various options. Let's start with the Department of Higher Education and Training's bursary, administered by the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. You may have heard of NSFAS or NSFAS. In December 2017, then-President Zuma announced the introduction of fee-free higher education in South Africa. The result is that starting in 2018, all undergraduate students at public universities and universities of technology from families with a combined income of less than 350,000 rand per year qualify for a bursary. These bursaries are called Department of Higher Education and Training Bursaries, DHET, and it's administered by the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, or NSFAS. This has dramatically changed the student funding landscape in South Africa. In 2020, all first, second, and third year students who commenced their studies in 2018 or thereafter and who qualify in terms of their family income will be sponsored for tuition fees, including registration fees. That's fully covered. Accommodation is fully covered for students living in university residences and covered up to a cap for students in private accommodation. The cap is the equivalent of the cost of accommodation in university residences. Meals are covered up to 1,440 rand per month for 10 months of the year. And for books, you get 5,000 rand per year. Qualifying students studying while living at home will receive a travel allowance of 1,000 rand per month for 10 months of the year. For students studying by means of distance education or online, tuition fees and books will be covered. Lack of finances is therefore no longer an obstacle for students from low-income backgrounds. Just make sure you obtain admission to the study program of your choice at a public institution and then apply for the NSFAS-administered DHET bursary. The website is www.nsfas.org.za. www.nsfas.org.za. The NSFAS website is very good with clear explanations and instructions. Now, let's look at other bursaries and scholarships. Since 2018, many companies and other organizations that offer bursaries and scholarships have changed their criteria to include students from families in the income bracket of 350,000 to 700,000 rand per annum. Some provide top-up bursaries to selected students who might need more, for example, meals, than the 1,440 rand provided by the DHET bursary. These bursaries are usually awarded on the basis of merit and financial need. In most cases, you don't have to pay back the money, but you may be expected to work for the institution issuing the bursary. Some pay the full cost, some cover only partial costs. Make very sure what a bursary covers and what is expected from you in return before signing any agreements. A scholarship is awarded solely on the basis of merit. If you are a top student in your province or nationally, or have achieved the highest rankings in a sport or other activity, ask your teachers or coaches about such possibilities. Scholarships usually cover the full cost of studying, and you will not be required to pay back the money or work for the institution. Always be careful not to decline a DHET bursary in favour of any other bursary or scholarship. Rather negotiate for a top-up. Now let's think of student loans. That should be used as a last resort once all other options have been exhausted, including working immediately after school and delaying your studies. A student loan works like a personal loan, except that only the interest is payable while you are studying. Think carefully before you decide to take a student loan, as it will have long-term consequences. If you don't manage to make the repayments on time, it will affect your credit rating into the future. Let's look at how to apply. Applications for places at university or college, as well as for funding, often fail because the process is not followed correctly. This also applies to DHET bursaries through NSFAS. This is very important. You have to check every detail. Here's an application checklist. Number one, know the deadline. Number two, find out early how applications are to be made, for example, online or by post. Three, make a checklist of all the documents required and make very sure that you submit every single one. Your application will be automatically chucked out if you don't meet all the requirements. Then, number four, double-check the application form and documentation required before submitting it. Look at every detail. For example, did you write the course code correctly? Five, make copies of all the documents you submit in case of emergencies. Six, make sure you pay the application fee for the university or college within the specified period. And then lastly, check your application status regularly. There are a number of very good websites out there. For bursaries and scholarships, I've spoken about NSFAS, that's nsfas.org.za. Then you can look at Bursaries South Africa, bursaries-southafrica.co.za, bursaries-southafrica.co.za. Youth Village, youthvillage.co.za. Study Trust, studytrust.org.za. CareerWise, careerwise.co.za. And then for students from families in the 350 to 700,000 rand annual income bracket, there's ISFAP, ISFAP, and their website is applyonline.isfap.co.za. For student loans, there's where to bank.co.za, and fundi.co.za. So all of those websites are available. Do go and have a look. That's lots to think about. Remember, you can download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. And do look at the workbook, which you can print out in separate, easy-to-use pages. It's a really practical tool. Thank you to Shelley Swanepoel from Van Schaick Publishers who created it. Next time, we'll talk about settling into this brand new world that you will be entering. Do join us again, and until then, goodbye.